Memorial Day weekend.
Yes, sir.
They're saying 45, 46 million people are going to be traveling this weekend by plane or car.
Yeah.
I think these are fake numbers.
Right.
They have to guess.
Fuzzy math.
They don't know.
They don't know. Yeah. They don't check in. Did you get a phone call? No one asked me.
Well, plane and train, they could at least look at tickets purchased, I guess. They could at least make a guess on that.
Yeah, some guy knocked on the door, didn't answer, so I have no idea. Yeah.
Is anybody listening traveling this weekend? Call.
Let's do
an unofficial phone poll right now. Anybody listening?
Scientific.
Traveling.
Right, this will determine.
203-882-9757. What is there? 300 million people in the United States.
They're saying
45 million.
Ooh.
Expected to travel.
It's a good
chunk. What's the percentage there?
I took this job.
Yeah.
I'm going from Norwalk to Stanford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Travel.
Yeah. Travel.
That's traveling.
That's an eighth right there.
Does that count? So like, if you're going from here to Rhode Island, that counts. But if you're going from here to like Indian Wells State Park Lighthouse Point Park in New Haven.
I think it's interstate. I think going, you know, leaving your state, going to another state.
Okay.
The traveling part.
All right.
That's traveling. Yeah. If you're going to Connecticut to Long Island, you drove around, say, taking the ferry.
That's traveling.
Yeah, it's traveling, I think.
So going from one spot in the state to the same state, that is not traveling.
No. Okay. Different kind of poll.
Chaz and AJ.
That's the cheap poll.
Hey, good morning. Sky Wells.
Hey, Sky.
I'm traveling to New Hampshire.
Nice.
Okay.
As we speak.
Wait. Is it by plane or by train?
Right. Are you walking? Scooter.
No, I'm driving my truck right now as we speak.
Oh, nice.
Oh, okay.
Are you camping or what are you doing?
No, we got a little place on the lake up there just going to get it ready for summertime.
Beautiful.
The same lake with those
kids. I wish I was flying somewhere, but...
I'm going to mention you in the DeStefano Brothers commercial later.
Yeah.
So I know you're doing some stuff with them.
Look at you.
All right. Safe travels.
They're awesome. Yeah, they're awesome.
They are great. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
Safe travels.
Yes.
All right. So we got one person traveling.
Going to New Hampshire.
Michelle in Hamden.
Oh, damn it.
Hi, I'm going from Hamden to my job in West Haven.
That's interesting.
All right. So I'm going to put you in the not... I'm going to put you in the not traveling category.
Right.
There's no deviation from your regular day.
Right. It's called commuting.
Yeah, that's true. You got me there.
So according to our statistics, as we stand right now, half of the population of Connecticut will be traveling.
Right.
50%.
Yes.
That's a 50%. High percentage.
That's a high percentage.
And that's
really
the headline.
It really is.
50% of Connecticut residents traveling.
Yeah. Traveling this weekend.
Damn, man. A lot of room
Chaz
here.
And AJ. Hello, you're on.
It's your turn to talk.
Oh, I guess not. They're probably undecided.
Why do mimes call?
By the way, the current U.S. population is estimated to be over 347 million people.
Oh.
All right, I missed a couple.
It's grown since the last time I checked.
Some folks got busy.
How many?
I think they all came in during the Biden administration.
How many are traveling, they said? What was that number?
47. Let's just say the 47.
47. 47.
46.
Right, 47.
All right,
So as you do that math.
Carry the one.
Chaz and AJ.
Hello. Hey, this is Mike from Madison.
Hey, Mike.
Okay. Are you traveling?
Yes, I am.
This weekend, for Memorial Day weekend, you're traveling out of state?
Yeah, going to New Hampshire.
We got another one.
Another New Hampshire. It's going to be so full.
All right, that's two.
Now, why are you going there? You got a cabin? What are you doing?
Grab some fireworks, possibly.
Nice.
Okay. This conversation never happened.
I think you said possibly.
Possibly. They may have fallen off a truck.
He didn't say purchase. Yeah. He said grab.
Grab, yeah.
Grab.
They put them back down again. Yeah. Come back to Connecticut.
Huh. Right. Just make sure they feel right.
Right. Sparklers.
Exactly.
I hate those things.
I love those stores.
Yeah.
And I always think they're like one match away from...
a display for the neighborhood?
The best fireworks display.
Ooh.
If you're a firefighter and a fireworks store is on fire, you just pull up and say, we're going to hang here.
Honey, get the kids.
Until the show stops.
They're going to see something really cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So we have two people traveling, one person not traveling.
Yes.
Joe?
My wife flew down to the Carolinas yesterday. It's Friday!
it is.
Your arm's really tired by now.
Okay, he's very happy.
He's very happy.
So we got another one traveling, and he's not traveling, so we put another one, so they cancel each other out.
Right. Oh, damn it. Damn it. Polls all messed up.
Hans and Durham.
You bent our poll.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Come on, you.
We're just got to run up to New Hampshire. Again?
Another New Hampshire. What the hell's going on in
Hampshire? Everyone's going, okay. So.
What the hell's in Hampshire?
This is a very Democratic state, you know what I mean?
Right, okay.
A little nicer up there.
Gotcha.
Fireworks, too.
By fireworks.
We'll be back for Memorial Day because I actually fire off a cannon to start the road race and parade.
Nice.
Oh, really?
Now do you fire at the people to make them run?
Wait. Wait, you have a cannon?
We have two of them.
Lucky. I want one.
Just building a couple more.
No, what event do we do where we could use a cannon?
Anything, really.
We could make an event.
It's us.
We should make an event.
Right.
What do you do?
Dodgeball. Yeah,
we roll it right out Main Street, Durham. We have one of the best parades around. And we about 9:05, we let that baby rip, and we start the parade.
Nice.
And we hop in the parade, and we fire it again down the street a little bit.
Yeah, like randomly into the crowd?
Right.
That's how the funny going. Thing is, people do it, come up to me and ask me, where does the cannonball go? And I said, no, it's just a blank.
That's funny.
You should fool them this year. Put a cannonball in there.
Sometimes I say, there's a guy down on,
surprise!
There's a guy down on the corner with a catcher's mitt. Just right. Look down there. He's going to be catching.
Right.
Why 9:05? What's the significance of that time?
I'm not sure. The parade master, who's an ex-military guy, he's like, 9:05, fire that gun. Okay,
yes, sir.
He says so, you do
sir,
so.
Yes, sir.
He's got his speech timed out from 9 to 9:05.
The reason why.
You're going to punctuate.
My neighbor gets up at 9:05.
Everybody lines up from the band to the fire department to everybody, and it's a great day, actually. We have a really good parade.
Oh,
military vehicles.
What are you doing with that cannon around July 4th?
Actually, I'm bringing it back to New Hampshire.
Oh.
I set it up on my property over a lake. I build a barge, and I do a huge fireworks show, and then fire the cannon off this rock.
This guy's badass.
Overachiever over here.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Well,
yeah.
if you want, July 5th, come on to New Hampshire. It's 2 hours from Durham.
Really?
You know what we'll do, and we won't tell Scott Haney.
Uh-oh.
When Scott and I are in the box, you roll the cannon up and point it right at the box.
I generally don't. Hey, I'm all for it. I generally don't get in trouble firing the cannon. Most
generally doesn't.
Yeah.
How many car alarms are going to be going off, though?
Right? How many dozen?
Phil, you are absolutely correct, Phil. Absolutely. There's cars that park on Main Street all of a sudden.
Nice. That's always fun.
Oh, that is great.
My cars do that.
Hans, by the way, is the guy who dropped the giant pumpkin on the pickup truck in the mall at the Durham Fair.
Yeah, now that you bring that up, I'm going to be probably checking in with you probably in the next couple of weeks. The guy that's growing the pumpkin, his plant is already probably about 6 feet of green already.
Wow.
And I'm going to start putting your faces on the pumpkin as it grows, and I'll give you updates as it gets bigger.
A couple of pumpkin heads.
Oh, awesome. Thank you, Hans. Safe travels.
You got it. Yes. Have a great day. You too. Bye.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man.
Well, the party's in New Hampshire, apparently.
Everyone seems to be heading to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I don't know what percentage of Connecticut people are traveling, but 100% of them are going to New Hampshire.
Yes. Just going to tilt that way.
Randy on the road.
Hey, good morning, guys. Chaz, you read my mind with the cannon thing. That'd be cool to kick off the July 4th weekend.
It would.
I'm going to Florida in about 2 hours.
Florida. Oh, driving or flying?
We're driving.
Nice.
Oh, damn.
That's the best way. It's fun. No, get to see everything. Yeah. Stay south of the border. Eat some questionable almonds. It's awesome.
Eat some what?
Questionable almonds. But not almonds. Pecans. I remember driving to Florida. Almost every friggin' mile, place sold pecans. Once you get past south of the border, it becomes like the gross national product. Pecans.
Look at colonies over there.
It's like, what the hell?
He's like, I don't know what to do with these guys.
These guys are on their minds. You are correct, sir.
Okay, so you're heading to Florida now, so we have another. So five of the seven that we've polled are traveling.
Yeah. Huh.
All right. Thank you, Randy. Safe travels.
Yeah, man.
Stacy and Meriden.
Stacy? Maybe the cannon?
Yeah. Stacy.
Hello. Stacy.
Stacy.
Yep. There you are.
I'm here.
You talk to us?
Well, we had momentum.
We did. Then you stopped it. You better have a cannon.
We were cooking along. I'm like, this is a great 6 o'clock break.
And then Stacy showed up.
All right.
What do you got?
Go ahead.
Now.
What do you got?
Okay, so I'm going down to Long Island for the weekend.
All right. That counts as traveling.
Hang on. I got a package for you. Drop it off.
Nice. Ain't no problem, guys. That's where I'm from, too.
Hey, I don't.
All right. Whereabouts?
Yeah.
I grew up in Babylon.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have cousins over there.
Yeah, it's Babylon. They talk too much. The Babylon, Babylon. Nice. Just kidding.
I'll say hello for you.
Please do.
Very good.
See every person there.
Safe travels.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Thank you. Joe in the truck.
Good morning, peoples.
Morning to you, sir.
We are flying to Florida, Daytona.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow.
So it's New Hampshire?
Oh, it's
in Florida.
There's a race there, right? This weekend? It's the Memorial 400, no, something like that?
No, that's in Charlotte.
Okay. Gotcha.
What are you doing in Florida?
Yeah.
Hanging out, going to the beach, going to the pool, and hanging out with the family out there.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Nice.
Every house has a pool, and they're always covered by that scream thing.
They have to be.
Yeah, after the
not, those bugs will pick up your children and take them off.
Yeah, little Cuban frogs, man. They're nasty. Yep.
Cuban frogs.
Cuban frog. I met those.
So, you ever do something stupid in front of someone important?
Many times.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me start 2 weeks ago. I have a car that's 12 years old, and I paid for it many years ago,
And
it's good to me.
Exactly.
It owes me nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the sensors on the car, they're great. And when you drive a car without sensors, you're like, how do I do it?
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
And the sensors are good friends, but they never say, you know what? I'm going to leave now.
Yeah.
I got you through a lot of messes.
Yeah. You're on your own now.
2 weeks ago, I'm backing out of my garage and I hit my wall.
Right.
I'm like, shouldn't I have heard some sensors?
What were the sensors?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now fast forward 2 weeks. I'm having lunch with the CEO yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I'm pulling into a parking lot and I'm like, well, the back of my car is damaged. I don't want, I'm a little embarrassed of that. I haven't had it fixed yet.
Yeah.
It looks like a hoopty, you know?
Gotcha.
So I'm like, all right, let me do a 3-point turn right now. So the front's facing out.
Right.
On the third point of the turn, I hear beep, beep. And I look and it's the boss. It's the CEO of our company.
Oh.
And as I'm moving forward, as he beeps and I look over, I'm like, oh, it's Jeff. I'm like, boom.
Oh, no.
I drove right into a metal pole.
Oh, jeez.
And the front of my car just flaps like, whoop. I mean, it's,
oh,
AJ, it's outside right,
man,
now. It's,
oh,
dangling.
My God.
And I'm like.
The front fascia.
Oh, I mean, it hit so hard. I don't know how the airbags didn't come out.
Real Chaz, that hard?
That hard.
Wow.
Like, my neck was sore from the seatbelt.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Ow, boy.
I'm like, you know, it's one thing to have this happen, but it's another right in front of the friggin' boss.
And I got to park sideways. No,
my boss's boss's boss.
Right,
I mean,
the person
top of the pyramid.
Right, the boss. Yeah, big boss.
So I get out of the car. I'm like, I'm so embarrassed.
Right.
I don't say anything. I just walk over. He goes, that's my fault. And then we just walk inside and we never bring it up again.
Okay. That works.
Took me about 5 minutes to get it out of my head.
Right.
You know, then I settled in.
Right.
That's why he's the boss. He didn't want to call you stupid right to your face.
that was on me.
It was a good way to handle it.
Right. Yeah.
Hey, that's my fault.
That was on me. He knew it wasn't.
Right.
No, he knew it wasn't.
Right. Hey, right. So what do you want? Onion rings?
Right. Who's hungry?
And the awkward moments made me hungry.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So now, okay, so this is what I heard, okay? I mean, I'm not 100% on this, but I heard that if you hit the car that hard enough, it could go off at any time now. The front airbag could go off.
Is that right?
Because you got in that zone. You, enough to make the fascia flap, you probably...
It might be like a delayed reaction.
It's like right. Right, it's like right on the trigger.
Right. It's so, like, okay, remember the thing? You're right before pop goes away.
You know what would be great is if as you're leaving today, Jeff's coming in, you go to honk at him, and when you hit the horn, it goes off.
And Jeff gets up and goes, booyah!
My fault. My fault.
Oh, my God. Thanks. I don't even want to drive the car from here.
Let me just leave it out there. I have a couple of covers at home. Just put a cover over it. Just forget it ever happened.
I wanted to get another year out of the car. Right. You know, I'm going to.
Yeah. It's a little duct tape fixes everything. They have black duct tape now, so it'll match.
How about that?
Yeah.
So that could go off any time now.
It could, yeah.
That's just even more hysterical.
Yeah, don't hit any like potholes and things like that. Because I had a car like that and it went.
I just kept thinking, imagine if it went off before lunch and I'm like having lunch with like white powder all over me.
That's when you look for your Chaz, your hair all messed up.
That stuff can burn you, too.
Yeah, it does.
I heard.
Yeah. I had to take an icy cold bath at the Goshen Fair, the demolition derby. The car I had, someone didn't take the airbag out. So I got hit, all of a sudden, poof, I'm like, where the hell did the world go? And then I get out, and all of a sudden, it's like, you got to put water on that. And, of course, it's a hot summer day. All they have is bottled water.
Yeah.
It's like I've got a Poland spring bath, icy cold, like, wow! I'm like, the burning's 10 times better. Now I'm freezing my ass off.
All right, well, I'll park the car when I get home.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah, just, yeah. You know what? Just go to the sledgehammer and go, boom, it just goes off.
I now am in the lead.
Yeah.
With doing dumb things in front of CEOs.
Yeah.
Our last company, when we worked on Long Island, you almost killed the CEO with a pair of headphones.
Almost decapitated him. Yeah, the Mr. Bond
thing. He's sitting in the studio and he's about to go on the air. And, you know, that's not their comfort zone behind a microphone.
No, it's not.
He's already a little, you know, not himself.
Yep. Yep.
And AJ gets up to take a step across the floor, and the headphones are wrapped around his ankle, the cable, and he launches the headphones at the CEO, and the CEO, like, curled up in a fetal position.
How hard
you know, that's why I don't come back
Remember
here.
How hard he hit the door, but don't.
Yeah, if that hit him, he'd still be scarred.
Almost an odd job on him.
Right.
Oh, boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Hey, how you doing?
Dumbass.
Yeah, here they go.
They're back again. Just circling my head.
Hey, I love you.
Dumbass. Yes, yes, yes.
Comedian Colin Pascarella in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning.
This goes into the category of people we hate or great father-son moment. Okay. Not sure which one. AJ, you could tell us what you think.
Okay.
A student sprinted across a stage with a baby to receive a diploma as police chased him.
Really?
He graduated from the university at Buffalo in New York. It caused some chaos when he sprinted across the stage with his baby son to accept his diploma. Here is Al Arab talking about why the police ended up chasing him across the stage. Seems like the crowd loved it.
I've asked last semester if I could walk with my baby in commencement prep session. And they were like, yeah, it's okay. No one's going to tell you no. But they said it was a safety hazard. They don't want the baby on stage. I won't walk then. And I ran. That's what I did. You know, I had to. I promised him I'm going to walk with him on the stage or run with him on the stage. I have nothing against UB. I love UB. I graduated from UB. I'm doing my master's right now at UB. It's a great college.
Yeah. I'm doing this all the time. Yeah, except you broke a freaking rule, first of all, okay? First of all, everybody... It's not a cute father-son moment? No, it's everybody's moment. Basically, you stole a shine from everybody else at
that
graduation.
Crowd love? Did you hear the crowd in the beginning?
Yeah, but no. It's all about... I got to stand out. It's all about me. I promise my kid. Who promises? First of all, the kid could care rat's ass less about being on that stage. As a tiny kid and dressed like him. I thought it was a ventriloquist dummy at first.
But he's dressed in the cap and gown.
Looks exactly
so
like
that. So he's
in
the cap and gown. The toddler's in the cap and gown.
Like he's carrying a mini-me, dressed exactly the same, minus the beard, and then he's running across. Now, you could have fallen and dropped the kid and like, oh, you know, it's like, oh, you ruined a family moment for everybody. The kid goes down. Next thing you know, all the police and paramedics come in and whatnot. Now, everybody's graduation.
Everyone's graduation.
They work 8 years or so, sometimes 12, just to, and you ruin everything.
8 years in college?
Yes, exactly. You left back a couple times, yeah. But you take more credits. Well, if you're going to be a doctor, you're a doctor for a long time in college, too, so.
Is it 12 years?
It is now, yes. And it's basically everybody's just celebrate the same way. Everybody's go up there, handshake, thank you, wave your diploma.
Hold on, Jacob's going to school to be an engineer. Jacob, how many years do you go to college?
It depends.
4 years for undergrad, but go post grad. I could get a doctorate.
So 4 or 8?
4 or 8.
12?
12 is like med school, law school.
Right. Okay. Right. And this guy's going for, what was it? I forget. He's going for, oh, okay. But you can't do 12 years. I'm just saying, basically.
Yeah, let's not get caught up on the details. Go ahead.
Exactly. He's on a roll. Details don't matter, okay? The main thing is everybody just do it what you're supposed to do at a graduation. You go there, you cap and gown, you get your diploma.
This about everybody.
Yes.
And he turned it into him.
About him, because now. Are we
let me make
else?
A viral moment with my kid.
Exactly.
I have a baby, therefore. I'm special.
Right, look how cute this is.
Sorry, dude. Right. Everyone can do this, by the way.
Exactly. So
everyone can make a baby.
I promise my grandmother that she can do it
genius.
Me, too. I have been dead for 5 years, but you know I'm going to bring her anyway. I'm going to drag a coffin across.
You're dragging your dead grandmother across the stage.
Exactly. Yeah. I promised her.
By the way, nobody follows the rules at graduation. Nobody. They come out, they make an announcement. They're like, by the way, when you hear your graduate's name, don't make any sound. We're going to say, oh, you can cheer at the end. But no one listens.
But you know what? That's acceptable.
No, it's not.
You know, a guy running with a baby.
My brothers booed me at my graduation.
Yes!
And you know what I did? I flipped them right off.
And that was a family moment. And that was a family moment.
I like that story way better.
Yeah.
So you don't like this guy?
No. It's all about me.
Right. So he falls into the category of the people we hate.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Right. He graduated.
So it's the gender reveal.
The running with a baby.
All about me.
Exactly.
I'm going to propose at someone else's wedding.
Right.
He's that person.
Taking the shine from somebody else on their moment. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Precisely. Yes.
I guess that means you don't want to donate to his GoFundMe then.
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on?
I'm just exhausted. It's just been a week.
Oh, it's been a week.
It's been a week.
It has been.
Whoa.
The whole week.
The whole week. It was a whole week of work.
I got a weekend coming.
Like what?
Yeah. You know what? It was public appearances until 10 o'clock midweek.
Oh.
You do one and you're done.
Yep. Your whole schedule goes out the window.
Yeah, you can't do multiple.
Nope.
No, you can't. Yeah. It was for a good, very good cause, but I'm so tired. So tired. But nobody wants to hear my problems.
Sure we do.
Yeah. No, it makes us feel better.
Exactly. I feel much better.
Okay. Yeah. How are you guys?
Well, we wanted to talk about you're bringing Jack to that picnic, right?
Oh, my God. I'm so nervous.
Really?
Whoa.
Is he nervous?
He's nervous. I'm nervous.
I don't blame him.
Wow.
So set this up. You have he's 27?
25.
25.
Oh, wow. All right. He's 25.
Yes.
You have a 25-year-old boyfriend.
Right.
And you have a group of friends that you've been friends with for a long time.
A long, long, to like high school.
The circle.
High school.
Wow.
Yeah, Pre-Paul. Yeah.
Sharon and Susan and I go back to high school.
Wow.
And Marty was, you know, a part of, it was the four of us, and unfortunately Marty passed away about 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So now this is the three of us, and we're still very close. But for 2 years, I have not been talking about Jack to Sharon because Sharon's like, "Nah, he's 25. I don't think this is a good idea."
Okay. Well, they probably thought this is a fling. It's going to be over in a couple months.
They want you to be heard.
Exactly.
Right. The friend thing. Right. Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, the other day we sat down, and I finally said, Sharon, we don't talk about this, but you're one of my closest friends. It's been 2 years.
Can you get out of the car now? He's been in the parking lot the whole time.
2 years.
2 years, wow.
So she's like, okay, bring him. She's like, I'm just concerned about A, B, and C. I said, you don't have to worry those things.
What are A, B, and C?
You know, they don't know him. They've never met him. They don't know what he's like.
Right.
You know, he's after your money, and, you know, and you're going to get hurt, and he's going to leave you for somebody much younger, and, you know, you're getting older, and there's not an, you know, you should be looking for somebody your own age to date and go into your golden years with, And I'm like, you know, everybody's got reservations.
Oh.
But they're not living your life.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You?
Right. They don't know Jack. You know what I mean?
Like, they don't know Jack.
They don't Jack.
They don't know Jack.
You don't know
they don't
Jack.
Know Jack. They don't know Jack about Jack.
Exactly right.
So, but it's all going to go down this weekend. They're all going to meet him.
Nice.
Now, my other friend Susan is like, she doesn't give a rat's tootie. She's like, so every time we're at Sharon's house, she grabs me and pulls me into another room. She goes, how's Jack?
Wants an update, yeah.
And she has to whisper it.
Right.
Yeah. You know, how's Jack? I'm like, he's really good.
Blink one eye for that. Yeah, yeah. Wow.
So I'm going to drink heavily and see what happens.
Okay.
How do you think Jack will be with, how is he, you know?
Are you laughing at me?
No.
Oh.
Who's that?
Becky, our producer's laughing.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just going to drink heavily and see how it goes.
What day is this picnic?
Saturday, tomorrow.
Oh, all right. Zero coming in.
Now, are you going to comment on what Jack wears? Like, are you going to look at him and say, are you wearing that?
Oh.
No. He wears whatever he wants.
Okay. But,
the thing is, it's not going to be she has a beautiful backyard. Like, you know, it's just with the pool and the water fountain, the falls.
Really?
The
wow. Damn, man. Yeah. What's stupid?
Where is this? Long Island?
In Basking Ridge, New Jersey.
Oh. Yeah, you don't.
So it's great when you can go and entertain and hang out by the pool, which I'm sure we're going to do. There just won't be any swimming because it's like 62 degrees tomorrow.
No heated pool?
Oh.
No.
The pool is heated.
There you go. See? Jump in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I will.
This is when you want to be seen in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm finally got a body that I'm ready to be seen in a bathing suit, right. And I can't go in.
Yeah. Go over there. Drop the kid in the pool. Go for it.
Toilet jokes.
Right. I had to.
Your specialty.
And you handed it to me.
I guess I did.
You kind of handed it to me.
That's so funny. So, there are nerves all around, and we're just going to wait and see how it goes.
Before I met Jennifer, I dated a number of different women of different ages.
Uh-huh.
And there was one that was young. And I brought her over to a friend's house to a picnic.
Uh-huh.
And that friend had kids.
Oh.
And
they all played together?
And they're about to...
Get out of the swing set! We're going to have lunch now, for God's sake! I said, don't play in those clothes!
I saw them talking, and I'm like... Yeah, they have more in common, you know.
Yeah, all of you know, and that's another thing. That's Sharon's like, you're dating someone who's my child's age.
Right. Now, Sharon's kids are going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, so Jack will be off hanging with them.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll sit at the kids' table.
Right.
I'll sit at the adult table.
That's always fun.
And, we're just going to, it should be very interesting. So now what's interesting is, and I can only share this with you, thank God we're not on the radio.
No, we're all good, yeah.
She calls me, you know, typically when I stay, there's a guest room, they call it my room, because that's where I typically stay.
Right.
But she texted me like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and she's like, her daughter, Georgia, has a boyfriend, and he's staying in the guest room this time.
Oh.
So she's like, you and Jack are going to have to be in the basement on an air mattress, or you can stay in a hotel, which was my cue that she wanted me to stay in a hotel.
Right.
Yeah, mattress, I think you're right.
Yeah, air mattress next to the boiler is not a good place to be.
It's really kind of judgy for a longtime old friend.
Seriously.
Yeah, so I booked a hotel.
Yeah. Motel 6?
Which might be a good thing.
That's true. You have to worry about making noises and all that, you know.
What kind of noises?
You go to the bathroom middle of the night.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking something else, but right. There are those noises.
Exactly. Like, you know, all of a sudden, like, you know, suddenly mayonnaise turns and, you know, you ate it and, like, uh-oh. 3 o'clock in the morning and you're in something that sounds like thunder upstairs.
It is nice to have your own space.
Yes, it is.
It is. And I think Sharon's... Sharon's excited that we're not staying there.
Right. So that's good.
Yeah, a little steps, as I like to say.
Right.
You know, when this whole thing started 2 years ago, we thought it was going to be 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And now it's two years.
Exactly. I thought it was going to be 1 day.
That's what you said. You're surprising all of us, including yourself.
Yeah.
See? So
exactly.
And she'll come along. She'll meet him and say, you know what? He's a nice guy.
I get it.
I'm happy for you.
Right.
He's a super nice guy. And she's going to say he's too young for me.
Right.
I know what she's going to say. Oh, my God.
Well, let her actually say it. Don't think it.
Can we call her?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Why? What's the matter?
Scott's like, I want to have a nice vacation. Can you just leave me be?
Going into Memorial Day weekend here.
Yeah.
Chaz and AJ in the morning. On the phone right now is our buddy Dan. He's a teacher, and he owns the Traveling Military Museum. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on. And I also want to say the entire North Bend Middle School is listening to you guys right now.
North Bend Middle School, good morning.
No pressure now, thanks.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is usually where you're teaching them? This is usually where you're teaching them something?
No, they're in their unified arts class right now, so I have a little free period at this time.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I've been traveling all over New England with my museum on my free time. And Memorial Day means a lot to me. My grandparents both fought in the war, both grandparents, on my mom, father's side. But you know, we hear about Memorial Day sales all the time. We always hear those mattress sales. You know, 50% off this and that. But do we really think about why we're able to sleep so comfortably every night? Well, it's because of the sacrifices these people made. And Memorial Day is all about that, to remember the ultimate sacrifice that the men and women from the beginning of the United States to its present day. Since the Revolutionary War, 1,190,000 soldiers died up to present day. And this holiday, I guess you would say, started as called Decoration Day in 1868 for a Civil War. They would go around decorating the tombstones with flowers that were in bloom. And in 1968, it became the last Monday of May. And in 1971, it became known as, well, Memorial Day. And I'd like to talk, if you don't mind, about a few local people that never came home. Now, I live in East Haven, and one of the items, and I sent you pictures, Lieutenant Burdette M. Page was from East Haven. He was a fighter pilot with the 310th Fighter Squadron, 58th Fighter Group, 5th Air Force. He flew P-47 Thunderbolts. Now, before he went overseas, some of you might not know this, but Bradley Airport was actually Bradley Airfield, and it was an airfield for the United States Army Air Corps, and they conducted anti-submarine missions, scouting the Sound for German subs. So anyways, he was in New Guinea escorting bombers in 1944, ended up getting shot down July 3rd of 1944. And the sad thing is, they never found him. He was lost at sea. There is a memorial in the Philippines, in Manila, with his name on it. But unfortunately, the family never got closure knowing that he was found. And it even says there's a letter from Douglas MacArthur. He says, July 8th, 1944, dear Mr. Page, in the death of your son, First Lieutenant Burdette M. Page, you have my heartfelt sympathy. His service was characterized by his devotion to our beloved country, and his death, we have all lost a gallant comrade in arms. And you know, we hear all the time that bodies were finally found. They have a DNA database where there are thousands of people working to match up the remains of these missing MIA soldiers. But unfortunately, you know, it's been 83 years since he was gone, and, his plane crashed into the ocean and again, never was able to be found. So that was Lieutenant Page.
Did they ever locate his plane?
I don't believe so. I did a lot of research, was never able to find exactly where it happened. All I know is he was shot down, over, Papua New Guinea. Yeah, it was never, there is a memorial in the East Haven Center with his name on it, along with the names of about 20 other East Haven residents who were killed during World War II. But yeah, no, his body was never found. And like I said, it's just a memorial in Manila for all those people that were lost during the war and never recovered. Another person was Samuel Rosenbaum. He fought in Luzon in the Philippines. He arrived in early January 1945. The mission was to reclaim Luzon after the Japanese had captured it in 1942. During this battle, it ranged from early January to, I believe, almost August. During that time, 8,436 U.S. soldiers were either killed or missing in action. Rosenbaum was killed in Luzon on March 19, 1945, and it took 2 years for them to get his body back to his family. They buried it in a temporary grave and then exhumed it, and it was brought back, like I said, in 1947. So at least that family was able to get closure. The reason I brought him up is I actually have his Bible that he carried on him when he was killed. When soldiers were killed, personal effects were usually mailed home to the families, and this was the one item that survived. But yeah, that was Rosa. And another guy, this one's going back a few years from World War II, Private Philip Edwards was from Naugatuck. He enlisted in April 16th of 1917. He was a part of the 102nd Infantry Division, the 26th Division, Company H. And he fought at Chateau Thierry, which was in France. It was a huge battle, one of the first actually major battles that the American Expeditionary Forces fought in. And their goal was to halt German advances. They actually did. They halted the Germans' advance into France and pushed them back across the Marne River. During this battle, 11,000 Americans were either killed or wounded.
Whoa.
And Private Edwards was killed at Chateau Thierry, July 9th, 1918, which is ironically my birthday. But he was. It took a month for the War Department to actually send notification to the family. So August 12th, 1918, the telegram reads, "Dear Benjamin Edwards of Naugatuck, Connecticut, we deeply regret to inform you that Private Philip Edwards, Infantry, actually reported as killed in action July 9th, Adjutant General Harris." And that's the one thing, you know, these people were killed, and so much death was going on that the military wasn't able to, you know, officially say, yeah, they were killed in action. You would just get a telegram saying, oh, your son was missing. And it's like, you know, I can only imagine what the families were thinking, waiting for notification. Their son or brother or husband was alive. And, you know, we watch all these war movies where the family gets notified. But like, I've never had to experience it, but I can only imagine the grief. Especially, like I said, if you don't know where they are, or haven't heard from them, or you never get to see them, never get to see their body, never get that real closure that some people need. And like I said, this missing in action group that identifies the remains of these soldiers are you know, angels, because they are giving families what they need.
Dan Garita, teacher, traveling military museum curator and owner. Thank you. You honor them with your commitment to their stories.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
Thanks, guys, for having me. Have a wonderful day.
All right, man.
Thank you.
Thanks. Jazz and AJ, Boss Keith, Top 5.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
From Memorial Day weekend, the start of summer, always very exciting.
This is great.
Yeah. I enjoy every second of this weekend, because Labor Day weekend I hate, because it's sad and the trees.
End. Summer's
and
ending.
It starts to get pools dark closing. And school.
It's going
to
be winter.
People get cranked up for Labor Day weekend, and I hate it. It just means seasons. It means months of terrible. But this weekend, like, and we're getting ready for the best day of the year, which, as we all know, is June 2nd. So, it's cranked up.
This is, you've been wrong every year.
right. It's rained every June 2nd.
It's been great for us.
This is our year. June 2nd this year will be beautiful out. Oh, what a day we're going to have.
Fingers crossed. It's going to be a Monday. So
yeah, it's going to be a great Monday. I love Mondays. I get to come back and see everyone here. I love seeing everyone here.
Well, those
after
pills
the
work.
Weekend.
Those pills work. Huh?
Yeah, right.
Sarcasm.
No. I'm being real. Okay. Monday's my busiest day of the week. The day goes by really fast because I have a bunch of things that I do on Monday. So
lots of meetings.
Lots of meetings. Tuesdays.
Got to talk to Alan about all the shows and the movies.
Oh, and Alan and concerts. I have had a big week. On June 21st, PLR is going to play the longest songs ever. We had to discuss that yesterday.
Oh.
That's the high-level stuff the Syracuse education paid for.
And...
Well, so it's the summer solstice, which is the longest day of the year, right?
Right.
So you're not playing in a God of David, are you?
No, it's too long. Yeah. So then we went through what long song should we play? We're planning in advance. It's like 4 weeks from now. It doesn't matter.
You got Freebird Live.
Yeah, you got Paradise City. We had to determine what is our cutoff for long, and we said 6 minutes. So Paradise City makes it. Enter Sandman makes it. Stuff like that.
You're not going to hear, like, The End by The Doors.
Right, no. And we got to play songs that, like, that people like that won't make them run from the radio
six
as well.
Six is the longest?
Wow. 6 to 14 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Oh, so six is the shortest.
Six. It has
gotta
to be
over six.
Correct. It has to be over six.
Oh, great.
So we're going to play.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light?
No, we're not playing that.
Okay.
Shine On You Crazy Diamond, though, we'll play. That's like 14-minute song.
Yeah.
What's that?
Tommy Diamond, Led Zeppelin. That's
we're going to play When the Levee Breaks.
Okay. Right.
That's like 9 minutes. Right. Something
10
like
10:28.
No,
we got a few long.
We
ones.
Listened to that one yesterday, and I said we're not playing this one. No, no. Nobody cares about that song. Mm. Wrong.
No, two guys mentioned. No, nobody cares. Nah.
This is what we did for like an hour yesterday. So that's good. That's what
money well spent.
I was just going to say
right somewhere. Someone saying like, what does Keith do there?
There's a lot of shouting going on.
Anyway, I have my list.
Right.
All right, so there was a lot of Connecticut news this week, so I thought I would go through these five Connecticut stories.
Okay.
So, number five, decriminalizing mushrooms. Seems to have made it out of the Connecticut House, and we shall see if it gets approved. So, mushrooms, in 1994, you were high for 8 hours, and sometimes there were bugs under your skin. I think they fixed that.
Oh.
I think the mushrooms are different, because now, like, moms do it. They, like, microdose, like, before they do errands or
not
pick
real
their
mushrooms.
Kids up. Yeah, they're like... Like more sane mushrooms, I think. So I say, go ahead, decriminalize it, unless it smells. I can't have another drug that stinks up these cities. I don't want to walk outside like Fenway Park and it smells like mushrooms or whatever. Do mushrooms smell? Does
That's
anybody
inside
know?
Fenway Park?
Right. You swallow them. You don't light them up.
But do they smell when you open the bag or you open the whatever?
But not these. Yeah. This is going to be laboratory-made mushrooms,
so
right?
It'll be fine. It won't smell.
It won't smell.
Yeah, like
great. Legal. Now, what about the driving? That's what everybody says. So if you listen to our if you listen to our sister station, that's like the whole thing they talk about. The driving. We can't. Whatever. People are nuts on the road anyway.
Exactly.
Paul Pacelli.
Yeah, Paul Pacelli. Real angry about the driving of the mushrooms.
Nobody's looking at the road. Nobody's even looking.
I haven't looked at the road yet.
Drive?
Have you seen Iowa Parks?
So if people are having hallucinations, maybe they'll slow down. Like, great.
Right.
Perfect. Decriminalize these things.
I will say there is something to Paul's story because I had two friends who were driving in a car that had a crack in the windshield.
They were
on mushrooms.
Oh, no.
And the lights were hitting the crack in the windshield,
like a prism,
giving them all kinds of colors.
They were seeing Dark Side of the Moon.
The next thing they knew, they were... inside of a swimming pool.
Oh.
With the car.
Nice. You should go probably speak at the House about this. I would think, well, they vote on it.
Right.
Number four, handcuffs for children. They want to change the law or make a law that says you can't handcuff anyone under 14.
Make them junior cuffs.
No.
I have a 13-year-old daughter.
Play school?
I have a 13-year-old daughter. Let's say she tries to steal a car.
Okay.
I say, handcuff her. That's what she gets. How are you going to learn a lesson unless a cop puts handcuffs on you? Then you know you did something bad. Zip ties. Those aren't anything.
Ties.
Or if they just push her, whatever they do. Like, no. I say, handcuffs. You slam her onto the hood. Don't commit crimes.
Yeah. That's full treatment. See, right.
Slam her
full treatment.
Onto the hood.
Yeah, just like a cops episode.
From 1977.
Yeah. I like cuffs and I'm naughty.
Oh. Hey, can we circle back here? We have some intel on mushrooms.
Oh.
Roy and Sandy Hook.
Yeah. How you doing this morning?
I could tell this was a mistake.
Right. Go ahead. Every time.
Go ahead.
Why? What do you want me to do? I just called in to let you know how mushrooms, they smell like dirt and taste like crap. I mean, my kid grows them. He's in Colorado and... I mean, he does them every day, microdoses every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every day. And what does he do for a living?
Yeah. He's a doctor.
Senator.
He has his own coffee bus.
Nice.
Bus.
Okay.
Right.
I guess you can microdose if you're driving around. Coffee's out, I guess.
Draws cool pictures in your phone.
You really can't count
it. All right. That, man.
All right. Thank you, Roy. Okay, back to the list.
Okay, number three, betting on local sports. What a time waster. The governors talked about it, the senators, everyone. Who cares? If I want to bet on UConn, let me bet on UConn. And if I get addicted to betting, well, I guess take my car. I don't know. I guess the problem being that they'll throw the games so they can win their bets. All the better. Make it like the WWE. This becomes more fun. Or maybe, glass half full, in reverse, they bet on themselves and they play better.
Huh.
How about that?
Why do we always have Pete Rose excuse.
Right. Why do we always have to look at the negative?
Right.
Maybe they bet $1,000 on themselves.
Right, let's try it.
Yeah. I say, if we want to bet on college sports here to the colleges around us, bet. Go ahead. Ooh. Who's this hurt? No one. Who cares?
Exactly. So the reason the 3 million people in Connecticut can't bet on UConn is because of the 30 or so people on the team?
Right. I believe that's the issue. Because they're worried they're going to throw the games.
Oh.
And if they throw the games, whatever. Like, that's fun, too.
That's life.
So you got to figure, you gotta do some intel before you bet. Maybe you go up to the campus and, like, listen to some of the whispers.
What are the kids betting on?
Right. Like, you see how the odds are going?
Whispers? What is this, Game of Thrones?
Right, but no, you go into, like, on the quad or whatever, and you hear them say, like, tonight's the night we throw it, and whatever pretends he's injured. Woo. And you're like, okay, all right. Like, it makes it more fun.
Nice. Okay.
Number two.
What was it?
These stupid Knicks. As you know, my policy is that all New York teams should suffer, and I need them all to lose. This collapse from the Knicks the other night. Oh, a
collapse.
Chef's kiss.
It was one game.
A chef's kiss.
One game.
They were up by 20. It was so good. It's
14
so good.
With 2 minutes to go.
It's great. It's never happened like in history.
It hasn't. There's like 997 games in this exact scenario. The other team has lost every single time.
So good.
Yeah. Comebacks are the exception for being bad.
Insane. Insane.
And now, until forever, we root for collapse of New York teams. So great. I know the Celtics blew it, but whatever. I'm here to be mad at the Knicks, and I hope they play tonight, right?
Yeah. Dodgers Pacers legend here, Keith Dayton.
Right. I'm a huge Indiana fan. Everyone knows.
Of course, yes.
All right. The number one thing, finally, something not to be angry about, and this is a plug. The 99.1 PLR DeStefano Brothers Concrete Coating Top 400 Songs of the Last 40 Years starts today.
Nice.
At noon, but probably more like 11:50. Because we screwed a few things up. It will run all weekend.
Nice.
We will get to number one around 4 o'clock on Monday.
Is it AJ's song?
Yes, it's Rat Round and Round.
Awesome.
Oh, wait, I don't think that's from, I think that's from 1984.
Yeah.
It is 1985 to now.
Maybe Body Talk would be good.
And as we know, the best song of those 40 years is U2's Bad. Sadly, didn't make the countdown because Alan's a jerk off.
Oh.
Alan just went up in my bed. Did AJ sung...
What is AJ's song? Oh, this has got to be on there. The Darkness?
I would think so.
I would think it's on there. Not really a hit, though, guys. This song wasn't really a hit.
They have to be hits?
Yeah.
Really?
Can't explain all the feelings. If this is on it, it's got to be like 392. There's no way it's up high.
It's in there somewhere.
I think it might be. Don't quote me.
And Ruth didn't get an opportunity to make a video to...
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry, Ruth. Still time. We have all weekend to post. So if you follow us on Instagram, you'll see all the videos of everybody saying, I guess, except Ruth and Phil, who didn't do his, what their favorite song of the last 40 years is.
Phil, did you pick a song?
No.
Great. TikTok.
TikTok. There's 400 to count down. There's time.
Well, but you can pick something that might not be on the...
I hope you next
I mean, good. I hope it's a blowout.
It is going to be a great weekend.
Yes, I hope you have a great weekend. Yes. And if you're mad at the countdown, all emails go to Alan Lamberti at WPLR.com. Thanks, everyone.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.